Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
Oh,
but I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Carney Wilson and Todd Lewis join the show. We talk about Carney's new cooking show, Discovering Chipotle, and getting hypnotized at Christmas. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm back.
The big show.
There's the announcement.
The big show. Normally, I got pushed to the extended hour, but now I'm on the big show that pays more and free coffee in the morning.
Well, congratulations.
What's up?
Well, congratulations. Now, as you know, today we are going to be playing another installment after the first break of Guess That Track or...
Girl, you're whack.
Todd has already started the psychological warfare.
Okay, and I already sent the text to Shane trying to get clues. Is it 70s, 80s, 90s, what?
Well, it's 90s.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're going to get destroyed.
How do you know that?
Because I mean, look,
how do you know that?
You're wearing your glasses so you can get out of here without anyone recognizing the fact that you got beat by the kid.
I know. That's funny. No, I am wearing glasses because actually Jeff forced me to wear them.
Because you sit right across from me and
right.
You like burst a blood vessel.
I did. That happens like 3 times a year. Because I laugh really hard because I love to laugh. And then I cough. And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, ugh!
So it happens literally 3 times a year.
Oh yeah, 3 to 5 times a year.
Well, we were sitting across from each other, and right before the show, and I said, "Can you please put your sunglasses on?" Because I'm slightly
offended. I did my makeup at 5:30 this morning,
and you look very pretty.
Thank you.
Except for your right eye.
My death becomes her
it's hard
eye.
To look at,
right?
Should we get another her eye?
Can I show it to you again
for the show?
Here, wait. Here, look. Look, I'll go like that. Yeah, isn't that great?
Oh God!
No, ah, put it back on,
please.
You guys, it's so frightening.
Okay, so Carney is promoting her new cooking show. Congratulations.
We can finally talk about
it. Finally. Sounds delicious.
Congrats.
With Carney Wilson.
On Access TV.
How do we get that?
Well, you can go to access.tv or accesstv.com. Wait, did I say that right? Anyway, accesstv.com.
AXS.
AXS.
dot
right.
TV.
That's right. Yeah. So like, you know, Spectrum, DirecTV, but then also it's on like Sling and all that. You just got to check the listings. But it's every Tuesday night at 8:30.
If I go to Apple, will it direct me? Because sometimes Apple will direct me to Hulu or...
You can find it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
well, I already watched it because somebody sent me the screener.
I sent
the screener.
Yes, I did.
And so it's Tuesdays at 8:30 is when they first are dropped.
Right. And then it re-airs at 11:30 and then they're going to like play it on the weekends too. They're like banging the shit out of it. It's great. Yeah. Ha ha.
I liked it. I'll tell you why I like it.
Why?
I know you're cooking and how good it is, but I did like the first episode with Mark McGrath.
Yeah.
I thought you guys had very good chemistry.
Thank you.
It is very good for ADD chumps because it is a very quick, fast-paced show.
Yeah.
It's also, what I like is that it wasn't rehearsed to death.
Oh, not at all.
So it's a bit messy.
It's, well,
which is good.
It's messy.
Which is good. I love messy.
It's right. Messy.
It's real.
But the food's not messy.
No, you're messy.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but it's just, it's not like,
you're
not stuck to a format. Like,
exactly.
I just feel like you guys are going with the flow. You're very
very high energy, but not annoying. Mm-hmm. Not like JoJo Siwa energy, but it's like, but you're happy to be there. You love what you do. There's clear passion for it.
Right.
There's a strong chemistry with the guests. For someone like me who's ADD, it just, I liked the edit. It was a quick edit.
And I also have I think I also have ADD and OCD. So it's like music, ADD, OCD, all combined. And the guests are great.
Can you talk about all the other guests right now?
Oh, I can mention guests, yeah.
She's got some good ones.
Oh, John Stamos comes on the week after next.
Okay.
Next week, I make like a 10-foot-tall trifle, and it's beyond delicious. And then we have a surprise guest that pops in and literally almost gives me a heart attack. But, you know, I mean, it's just like being in my kitchen. Pull up the stool, sit at the counter, let's get crazy, let's blast music, and let's cook food. And
if
that's what
it's
like.
Fast forward the commercials. It's only 21 minutes.
It is. But
it feels like, I mean, it just feels like 10 minutes. You just go right through it.
It flies by. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, some of the comments are like, oh my God, I love it. I just wish it was longer. That's what's
story
but it takes
of my life.
But it takes three. But it takes three hours to shoot one episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's more like 2.5 hours.
So they edit the shit out of that show.
They have to edit it. Yeah. Yeah. And the first episode's very, like, there's a lot of like bleep, 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 because I was very.
Yes,
hyper.
There was some cussing,
there
which
was a lot
I don't
of cussing.
Care about that.
Right, we don't care.
But there was a couple of funny lines. One where I laughed out loud, where he was like, Mark McGrath was like, wow, you're really liberal with the mozzarella. And you were like, well, I didn't get fat eating apples.
I know, it's so true.
And I started laughing. That was funny.
That's the truth. I mean, I know it tastes good.
And then you were like, I think you like tasted the meatball. You're like, fuck me, meatball.
I know. He goes, what do you want to call this dish? What do you name it? I said, fuck me, meatballs. I don't know why. It just comes out of my mouth.
I loved you saying, this is the porn cooking show.
I know. It's crazy, you guys.
But it looks good.
I don't remember half the things that I said. It's just, that's why they let me just kind of go off and be myself, which is really nice.
It's a pretty show. I want to ask you about the set.
Yeah.
So it was in a studio?
No, we rented a house up off the 405 in Sepulveda. Right near where Megan lives.
Okay.
And it was a nice kitchen. It was very like white and bright, very happy, good, you know, light environment.
But they must have rented it for weeks.
Well, you know why we didn't do it at my house? Take a guess.
Because you need a new kitchen?
Yeah.
Hollywood house lift.
It would be the haunted house if we did it at mine. It's so dark in there. Dark, dark, dark.
Well, I actually was thinking that because when I was looking at the, when I was watching the show,
yeah.
I clearly used a set or someone else's kitchen.
Right.
I mean, that's a major tax write-off, right? You could just probably redo your whole kitchen and write it off, right, for the show?
Well, I mean,
I'm not an accountant, but...
We'll see what happens. That would be great. I don't know if I'd want to do that because it's the dogs and the birds and the kids.
Those goddamn birds.
They never stop. But everything's loud in my house, so maybe it would make sense to have the dogs barking in the background.
Now, I've been out to your home because you had a Christmas party, mm-hmm. holiday party.
Yes.
And you recently were saying that there was a nice, it's a very nice neighborhood, but you were saying that there was a truck parked on the street for how long?
Well, first of all, I was very confused because next door, there is a family that has, and I counted, they have 14 pickup trucks in their driveway.
Wow.
What?
I swear to God.
And they're all trucks?
They're all like the Ford or the, you know, Dodge, whatever, pickup trucks. And I don't know, they've got some kind of business. I don't know. And so it's crazy. So I thought, oh, it's there. You know, it's there for 2 days. Okay, they're in front of my house. Da, da, da. It's there. It's not moving. And then 5 days goes by. And then a week goes by. And then 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And the truck has not moved.
Has not moved. And then I'm like, what's going on with this truck? I go and I walk up to it, right? I don't touch it. The door is unlocked. I see food in the car. There's an open box with a wallet in it. And I'm like, what the hell? So I called the, you know, parking LA bureau, whatever it is. And they said, we will, you know, report this. We'll pick it up as soon as possible. Well, another week goes by and I'm like, something's funky. I call the cops and they're like, did you call the park? I said, yes, I called the parking people. They're not coming. So basically, they found out it was stolen. Mm-hmm. Stolen car. Stolen truck dumped in front of my house.
Now what do you do?
Now, still, they did not pick it up.
What?
The cops didn't get it. The parking gods didn't get it. So I literally walked into the police department and said, hey, Mr. Officer, how do you know it's stolen, ma'am? It just was so fucking annoying. basically, they came that day. Truck
so you
gone.
Had to go into the station
had
and talk to someone.
Had to talk to the cops in person.
I had to do the same exact thing.
You did?
I did.
So what happened in your house?
So I came back from a vacation, and there was a car parked in front of our house. I'm like, that's weird. That doesn't belong there.
Right.
And it was there for like 3 or 4 days. I go, that car's stolen. So I had to go into North Hollywood Police Department.
They made you go in? Did you call first?
I called. They're like, we'll send someone out. They never did. So I was
they
like,
never
screw
do.
It. I'm going to go in. And I said, hi, I think there's a stolen car in front of my house. She's like, a lot of people say that, but that's not the case. I go, okay, will you look up the plate? So she looked up the plate. She goes, oh, it is stolen. I'm like, oh, really? It is? Oh, so I guess it happens a lot, but not with me. So can we get rid of it? So they did. They came and towed it away.
Yeah.
How long?
That day, actually.
Yeah, for that me day. Too, that day.
Yeah, that day.
It took walking in.
Now, speaking of cooking,
uh-huh.
because we were talking about your cooking show.
Yeah.
Yesterday, have you guys been to Chipotle before?
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I've never been in Chipotle. I've always just had
right.
people pick it up
yeah, yeah,
and bring
yeah.
it back to the house. But I've never actually been. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is an efficient operation.
It really is. And you feel it, you give anxiety if you don't know your order.
That's what happened to me.
I hate
you're like,
that. The pressure.
I mean, God forbid you want
Do you
like,
want black beans or
bowl.
Pinto beans? It's like
what kind of
second
chicken?
You walk in, the questions.
Right.
Yes. So many questions.
The question, yes. It's the questions. And you feel nervous with the person behind you.
I was so nervous.
Right.
But they had like five people standing there.
Station.
Boom, 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 boom.
I know.
And I walk in, and then all of a sudden, there's people behind me, right? Because
oh, yeah.
it's the lunch
Racking
rush.
Up, of yeah. course.
And this is why everyone's at Chipotle, because they can it could get their food,
get in
eat,
and out.
In 20 minutes and be out.
It's quick service.
So Shane, thank God you're a seasoned Chipotle shopper.
Thank God.
Patron. So they started asking, find me the questions, and I'm like, Shane, you go first. I got to get the lay of the land.
Right, yeah.
And so I was watching. You're fast, Shane.
You have to think on your feet. You can't
really
like
do.
You have
too
to prep
long,
in your mind what you're going to get
yeah, right.
before
you pre-order
order
just
because
recite it.
People get really annoyed. I'll have the with the extra no sour cream. It,
no, I don't know. And you could hear the door open and you could hear more and more people coming in. The line's getting bigger.
Just
so
anxiety.
I watched Shane and Shane was real fast. So I basically almost copied your order to the T, right?
What was it? What was it?
It was so good.
It was
burrito
a bowl yeah. With white rice.
No, I did white. You did brown.
Mm. Brown rice. I got steak. I got
I got chicken.
Salsa.
Did you get corn?
I got corn.
I didn't do the corn,
oh, the
but
corn,
I did the mozzarella.
The corn was
Yum.
The best part. The corn was the best part.
Corn
really
is so great because it's got red onion and cilantro and it's a little sweet. But they do have the best guacamole there.
The guac was amazing.
It's made
very
fresh. They have no
fresh.
Freezers.
I love their chips
their
because they have this sprinkle of lime on their
Agreed.
Chips.
Of course they do.
That was
oh yeah, salt and lime.
I was like, what is this flavor?
Oh, it's salt and lime, honey.
This is amazing.
but I mean, I'm into Chipotle now.
Oh, we have to go back.
It's delish. I can't believe you didn't. You always talk about, you know, your.
Because I've had Chipotle.
Right.
But I didn't know about
the
build your own burrito.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you get the guac in your meal or did you get it on the side?
I did both.
I did both too. I do both too.
Rich. I was like, you know what? Live
rich.
A little. Rich. Just
rich.
Live.
Oh, God.
They're
Are
just
you
upselling
kidding?
You. You're like, extra guac? You're like, yes, I would. Would you like chips? Darn right.
Well, how do you feel,
stack
though,
it up.
How do you feel about seeing the kitchen? Like,
oh,
does
I loved
that give
it.
You, oh, you like that? Okay,
it's like a chef's
like
table.
Okay.
I loved it.
I can, like,
it was
I
an
think,
experience. I felt like it was like Benihana.
Some
something.
People don't want to know.
I don't kind of. I kind of don't want to know.
The onion volcano.
Benihana.
No, I just. I'm. We were adding that to the list.
Oh, that's in heavy.
It's an experience.
Rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a. Somebody just gave me a Chili's gift card.
Ooh.
Have you been to the Fish Grill? There's like four
no.
of them.
No.
They're delicious.
I went to one.
They're delicious.
What is
and
the fish
I forgot grill? About the fish grill.
They're so good.
Did you get fish and chips?
No. It's like grilled fresh
same
fish.
Thing.
And they
oh,
have like.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
Almost the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Like tacos?
But you know what I don't like is that they give you a pager. I don't want a pager. Like, at
yeah,
quick service. Don't give me a pager at quick service. If I'm going to sit down.
I mean, Chipotle was so fast.
Give me a pager.
It was so fast. I mean, you just build a burrito. They're building it right there. And then you just get it right away.
I mean,
you don't wait.
This isn't groundbreaking service technology that you're talking about here.
I mean,
this has been around for a bit.
I love how excited you get about a new discovery.
I was excited. And
everything.
It was, right? Because we had a client a consult yesterday in Pacific Palisades.
They
and
have
it was,
Chipotle in Encino if we want to go today.
Oh, do they? So
They're
it was
everywhere.
One of those situations where it's like, I don't think we have time to eat, Shane. And then Shane's like, there's Chipotle.
Perfect. You can get in
Stop
and out.
Stop the car.
10 minutes.
Todd, between the second I walked into the door to the second I left was 20 minutes.
You need to.
And I didn't rush.
That's amazing.
The Chipotle Tabasco sauce, too. It's not hot. It's flavorful. It's smoky. It's delicious.
Amen.
The way you're describing it.
Make sure you get the app, too, and rack up them points to get a free meal.
Oh,
thank you, Oscar.
Okay, Jeff's eyes almost bulged out of his head.
There's a Chipotle app?
There is.
I didn't know
Holy
that.
Holy shit. I don't have time for more apps on my phone.
I go to Chipotle at least twice a week.
Right? I'm like, I'm full.
I go at least twice a week, so I need to rack up them points.
Wow. So, Carney, back to Sounds Delicious with Carney Wilson.
Yeah.
12 episodes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how long has it been in development? When did you shoot it? How long did it take to shoot?
All right, so we started developing it last year in November. And we, and you know, I've got hundreds of recipes, so it's like, Jesus, like try to choose. We do two recipes per show. Like, because Katie, my producer, wanted to have like a side dish. Hmm. So like with Lisa Loeb, she's a family woman.
Was she fun?
She was fine. She was great.
Nah, she doesn't seem that fun on
no,
the radio.
She's
a Colfax mom.
She's nice. Not. No, no, no.
She's nice.
You, yes, she is.
I mean, I'm sure she's nice.
Yes.
But is she fun?
She's fun. It just takes a little. It takes a little pin in her butt to
All
get
right,
her going.
So she's not fun.
No, she is.
Pin
but
in the butt's fun.
She's not everybody can be like Mark McGrath. That's what's so great is that everybody has their own vibe. So like that's good.
All right, I'll skip that one.
But no, shut up, you fucker. So no. It's we made like Mediterranean chicken. It's her 30-year...
I don't like my cooking show.
Okay, you know what? You guys are mean. No, I'm doing her show after this. I love her, and she's so smart. I was actually
doing her show today?
Yeah. I was nervous.
Doing the tour.
I was nervous to be with her because she's so intelligent. But
You're
I love
go to
her.
Sleep.
I love her. If you don't shut the fuck up. Her like her glasses, her cute little, like she had like a little, you know, checkered apron.
All
and
right.
And we
she's
made...
cute. She had that one song that was really good.
She
no.
had
oh, she's two.
She had two.
I have news for you.
Is it I Do, that one?
It's the one.
No.
I don't know the other one.
I think it's
all,
I Do.
It was the 30-year anniversary for her for that song. And she's touring and she has her own radio
and
show.
She sounds great.
She's
I did,
a great singer.
She's a great singer. Her voice still sounds good.
I Do is the name of it, Jeff.
I think that's the second
I Do,
one
that
was
is.
That's
right.
Wow. Maybe you should play the trivia. That was pretty good.
And we also can't forget Lisa Loeb had one of the original reality shows during the big reality boom.
Right.
She was
did?
At the beginning
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, it got
yes.
canceled. Anyway.
Well, how many
Oh, you are absolutely beyond bad. I love her, and I'm so proud that she was on.
I'm sure she's a nice
And John
woman.
Stamos, like, he threw pasta
so
on the
dreamy.
Cabinet. You like John Stamos, of course.
I like John Stamos.
Everybody loves John. John
Uncle
should
Jesse.
Come on
well, he's
here.
Funny. He's yeah. a funny
he
guy.
Is
the dreamboat.
I've known him for 3 decades, but I didn't know how funny he was being with him for an hour or 3 hours doing this chicken parmesan with him. He was, like, whispering shit in my ear, like, telling me, like, you know, for years you thought that I was after your sister. It was really after you.
So
I good. Was like, what? I almost up, died. John? I could barely concentrate on the chicken parm. It was fun. I mean, you know, this was my dream come true. This is.
By the way, I was talking the other day about how my car got hit on Ventura and it was $6,000 in damage.
I heard.
Guess what? A chump reached out.
Yeah.
She said, my husband owns a body shop in Tarzana.
Shut up.
We will hook you up. So if this works out, chumps, we got a body shop.
That's
Thank God.
Because
that's a great connect to have.
Yeah.
I went to, where connect. Did we go to the collision center? Fucking ripoff.
Collision.
Rip.
Yep. Well, a collision center.
I got another guy down the street that's awesome, and he'll work with you and your insurance company. If you know what I mean.
Does he have stolen parts?
Patrick and Paul go there.
All right, that's all I need to hear. Stolen parts.
I should have my mom go there because she's, you know, she's getting a little older. Her driving is getting a little crazy. So she has this really expensive Mercedes. She keeps bumping the goddamn car in the same place. 3 times a year, she takes the car in. She needs a regular appointment. So we have to hook her up to that shop because she can't
yeah,
stop.
Let's- Yes. I
was can't stop hitting
service.
Your car the
well,
same
Well, we're
going
to go first, and
yeah,
if
let us
they
know.
Do a
you
good job,
out.
Yeah,
and then we'll just recommend it to all the chumps.
I'll just pre-make the appointment for my mom.
Tarzan is still pretty convenient.
Yes.
And?
To who?
Is there a Chipotle there?
There's a Zanku. Sure.
They're every block.
I love Zanku. You know what? Zanku, they're slow.
I think
the
chicken's dry.
No, you got to get the garlic.
They're
sauce.
Not efficient like Chipotle.
Do you know the story behind there?
Nick the Greek in Tarzana is our new fave.
Oh, Nick the Greek. They're fast.
But
Nick the Greek.
Zanku, you know the whole deal. There's like a whole murder mystery behind the garlic sauce.
What?
Like, go down a rabbit hole and look at
Zanku. My husband loves that goddamn
garlic
sauce.
Yeah, no, apparently the family's feuded and one like murdered the other. Like,
what?
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that chicken is.
There's
Wait,
blood
paid
in
its dues.
There's another chicken place that's in Westlake that you have to go to. It's a I forgot the name
Kentucky
of it.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, no, it's in
El
that
Pollo Loco.
No, it's in that beautiful mall. I'll think
yeah.
of it during the break.
Churches.
It's that one. It's really great.
Popeyes.
You know what? This is pathetic.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
I'm laughing because during the live read, Todd was getting basically naked pictures from your wife.
Yeah, she sends it to
me. And Carney goes, let me see. And Todd was showing pictures of his naked wife to Carney.
Wait, then I was trying to find on my phone a picture that I sent to my husband that was a little more clean. It was just like underwear.
Oh, no, this one's dirty.
This was, oh my God.
Looks good though,
she
right?
She looks fucking amazing.
Damn, I know. She looks really good.
Oh my God.
Does she know that you share the pictures with
Chumps?
Well,
she's shown you her pictures, so I figured.
What?
I know, but I'm her brother-in-law. It's a little different than
It's even weirder.
No, that's gross. That's more gross.
Carney Wilson.
Sorry. Carney Wilson.
Carney Wilson.
I get so excited. She thinks my wife's hot.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
She's a smart cookie. That's smart.
What is smart?
To do that.
That's a smart cookie.
Oh, to keep him interested. Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah. He's got a lot of chumps interested in him right now.
You're looking slim.
Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
You look good.
Thank you.
All right, it is time for another installment of Guess That Track or...
Girl, you're whack.
90s edition. Jameson's going to play a song, and you need to guess either the artist or the title of the song. Whoever does that first gets the point.
Do I say my name if I know the answer?
Yeah. Just say the answer.
Just say it.
What do you mean your name?
Well, I go, Todd. And
no,
then you're like,
you
yes,
can
Todd.
Just yell it out.
Okay, I don't know the rules.
What?
I just...
No.
Carney's going to get beat, and so I just don't want to go, well, Todd didn't follow the rules.
You just sound like Cartman.
That's a pretty good impression.
I'm ready to go. You ready to go?
Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Here's the first song.
All right, let's go.
How's the paint? Jump around.
Jump around.
How's the paint? Jump around.
He said it.
It's Todd.
Thank you.
I love this song so much.
Jump.
You, it was technical. He said jump around because that's the title. I said jump.
Number two.
Right, damn,
here's
it.
The next one.
Fuck.
Get ready.
Okay.
No doubt, Quinn.
It's a tie. That was a tie.
Who can name the
that
song?
Was a true.
I'm just a girl.
Wait Wait a minute, but we both said.
I'll give it. That's a tie.
Yeah,
I'll give it to
her. That
was a tie.
We could both get a half point. Half point.
Because you could say the artist or the track, and we both said.
So if we're only say, I'm doing title of the song and artist. So
do we need a referee here? Do we have to?
It's a tie.
I'll give it one.
I'm going to roll the tape back.
Let's go half.
It was a tie.
Half and half. Next one.
He's good. He does the name of the song and the artist.
Okay, here we go.
Naughty by Nature, Other People's P.
OPP. Down with OPP.
Yeah, OPP. I didn't want to say.
I said OPP.
But I said Naughty by Nature.
He already had said Naughty by Nature first.
Motherfucker.
I love these two. They're just
you know what? I've decided I
Carney,
hate this game.
I don't know if you know, but you may not have a history of music like I do. But, you know, you're going up against the champ.
Excuse me. We came out in the 90s.
The champ is here.
Oh, this is, you know, these are really, these are easy, too.
He's the worst. I'm telling you, my family hates to compete with him.
He's so competitive.
Listen,
but he's just like, he's the worst.
I
he baits you.
Why don't you guys practice a little bit? I'll leave and then come
you know
back.
What? That is
and that
so
way it's
condescending.
A little bit more competitive.
Ugh. All right, here's
whatever.
The next one.
My time
is a piece of wax. Beck.
You know what?
Slitting on his
I'm sweater. Actually. I love a song. Okay, I'm leaving the building.
Loser.
I am leaving.
Let's go.
So why don't you beat me, Todd?
Here we go.
Oh, this is
Montel Jordan.
Wait, was he right?
Yeah.
Originally Slick Rick with Children's Story.
This is
now what?
This is
a remix.
This is disgusting. This is
how we do it, Carney.
Yes. Oh my God! You're cruel. You are cruel. You're actually so excited.
I know.
No, but
the
you
worst.
Guys, I tried to get a clue texting Shane. Is this 70s, 80s, 90s? If it was 70s or 80s, you'd be toast.
Your excuses are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
I'm absolutely done with you. I'm done with you, Todd.
Here we go.
Next one.
Nirvana? No.
Hole.
Who?
Hole.
Celebrity skin.
Yeah. Hole for shit. This is a bunch of shit.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming. I'll just be quiet for the next three so Carney can catch up.
You know what? Let's pretend that we're like.
Carrie just texted me. I should have warned Carney.
Carrie, really good boobs, girl.
Right?
Hey, I want to say something right now.
Let's do it.
You know how like when you're racing, like when you swim and you give somebody like a 3 second start? Can you please do that with me with this?
Sure.
No, okay. Todd, I mean, the next one is yours.
No,
he can't help himself. He can't help. He will not lose.
I can't.
He won't lose.
This is to my 11-year-old daughter, too. All right, here we go.
Cypress Hill.
Wait, what?
Cypress Hill.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Yeah, you are insane. Why even play this game? Why even?
Insane in the brain.
I'm telling you, look at him. He's
gloating.
You know,
you guys, I have never done so poorly on this with this game.
I'm telling you, he fucks with your mind,
no,
your psyche.
No.
You're making
you're going to get the next one.
You're making me terrified.
You're going to get the next one.
I don't
one.
Think she
and
is.
There's like evil around you.
I know, look
there's,
at him.
It's like he's got like this
he's
aura
laughing.
Of evil.
All right, here's the next one.
It's hard to be a winner. Offspring.
I've never even heard of Offspring.
Hey.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
I have never heard
uh-huh,
this song.
Uh-huh.
That is, uh-huh, you're rubbing uh-huh. it in like a fucking...
I know.
Let's keep it going. Salt the wound. Salt the wound.
You're so happy, aren't you? So happy.
All right.
I'm competitive,
how many
too.
More we got?
I'm pissed.
I just love it.
Does
this.
It really matter at
Cardi's
this point?
Cardi's going to leave. Go to Lisa Loeb.
Does it really matter? Okay, go ahead. Oh,
Fatboy Slim.
I am
praise you.
You know what? I'm embarrassed at this point. I am embarrassed at this point.
Keep it going.
This is Wilson Phillips' decade. The 90s is our decade.
Let's
you want me to
going.
Praise you? I'm going to praise you.
All right, Carney, I really
so
think.
Carney, you're going to get the next one.
I think
one.
You'll get the next one.
You're going to get the next
I
one.
I do God. Think you'll get the next one.
Shannon Hoon,
no.
Which is Blind Melon.
No. What?
Blind Melon, no rain.
You guys. I'm officially done. I'm never playing this game again, ever.
These are like all the songs I grew up with high school. They're all high school.
Everything.
Get it, Carney.
At least I'll
don't
sing
stay
it.
With me
no, you
and
be quiet.
I'll have it made.
You don't sing.
It's a hard thing.
All right, here we go.
Sublime.
This is actually Jameson is actually in shock. I have never
seen Santeria.
I am in shock.
It's really impressive.
Okay, listen to me.
I can't throw a game.
I am going to praise you right now.
Thank
I will
you.
Praise you like I should.
Oh, it's good. Oh, good
you
tie-in.
You're fucking amazing.
Thank you very much. I just do. I mean, he's just kicked your ass, but I still want to.
Let's
like,
keep going. Do we have any more?
So,
a couple more.
This is so okay. rigged. It's not even funny.
It's not. I know. It sounds like it is, but it
Bullshit.
Isn't.
Bullshit. Okay.
It's not rigged. I swear to God.
Foo Fighters.
Would I stay along with you?
Everlong. Yep.
Obviously, it's not my era. It's not my era.
All right, when we do the rematch, we'll do 80s.
I need like Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
I need, you know, okay. I need Ain't Nobody kind of stuff.
Let's see if Todd gets this one.
Okay. Metallica.
Wow.
And you know what? You're sitting back there nice and calm.
Oh, look at him.
Look at your fucking arm. It's like on the seat hanging there like you're cool.
I mean,
you're so listen. Cool and smooth.
All right, we've got one more.
Oh,
I think
why?
It's pretty close, right?
It's close.
It's a close
Let's
game.
Let's get a tally.
Yeah, such a close game.
All right, here we go.
Vanilla Ice. Oh, Vanilla Ice. I was just almost there.
He actually gave you a few seconds.
I waited.
I went Vanilla. God damn it.
See why,
that's a great game.
What was the point
Should we
of
announce
that?
Who the winner is?
Should we tally the votes?
Do you see why no one wants to play with him?
I will never. I don't want to step in a room with
Congrats,
him again.
Todd.
But he's going to he'll rub it in your face for the next year.
Oh.
Do you have any artists or anything you could bring on the show that I can go up against?
Like, oh, my God. Look at
what,
you.
What? Sorry.
Lisa Loeb.
Oh, I bet Lisa Loeb would be really competitive.
She would win.
You think?
I do. I think just from today's alone, she's just going to get her going. She'll kick your ass.
Oh, God, that was tough.
Now, Jameson, you were saying that I guess
Christ.
We have, like, very strict security here at SiriusXM.
Security.
And what happens is when – I didn't even know this. What happens was when we book a guest, you reach out to them, and you basically send them some sort of
– I send them an invitation every week for our – I have
didn't
to
know this.
I have to register them in our system to make sure they're in our security list. But there's a series of blanks that don't need to be filled in because I really just need, like, name and date and time.
I know where this is going.
Now, what has been brought to my attention
oh, no.
by security is that when Todd fills out his invites, he puts in the trade or service in the company name.
Which, by the way, I do want to say, sorry to interrupt, you don't have to do. He goes out of his way to do this.
Because they asked for it. Like, who asked for that?
So with Todd, he put down his name, his email address, his phone number, trade or service, professional escort, company name, need a hoe. Then the next one, he puts his name, he puts his email, he puts his phone number, trader service, escort, company name, Todd's Bods.
Stop, I can't take it. You are so,
so for
funny.
6 years, I had no idea this was going on, but this was brought to my attention.
By security?
Because they think we're bringing in hookers.
Well, because I always like look at them and they're so dead down there where they're just kind of like, I'm like, I'm going to see if I can get a rise out of those people. And they never catch it.
They're comatose. I don't know if they're drugged. I don't know what's going on at that front desk.
Speaking of drugged and comatose,
Did
you see the story that I sent you guys?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
What?
Do we have time?
I don't know because we have some very important things
All right,
to
discuss. You do your thing, but let me know. It's basically a lady rolled in a dead body to try to get a loan at a bank. Literally rolled it in to
guess
a bank.
Guess we're doing a story.
We're going to do the story.
What?
She is like holding the corpse head, making him say yes and no.
I don't believe you.
I swear
to God. Oh, my God. The video is disgusting.
Brazil. No, the video, like, I've never seen anything like it.
What?
And he wasn't dead for that long. Like, he hadn't gone through rigor mortis yet, so he, like, wasn't,
he was
like,
out. He had been dead for hours only.
Yeah, but then she was like, I got an idea. Let's roll him to the bank and see if we can get a loan.
That's a quick way
That's
to do
jumps.
It.
That's jumps.
Yeah. She had,
I
like,
sent
a
it to Patrick and Paul.
What the heck?
Sorry, Patrick, just kidding.
That is the weirdest.
Anyway, we're going to talk. Sorry. I know you didn't want to talk about that story. But
no, I don't care.
Okay, cool.
Now did you want anything else to mention?
No, I'm good. All right. JeffLewisMerch.com, the bunch of new merchandise.
I love looking at the brothers right now. You guys are so funny.
Jeff Lewis Merch.
JeffLewisMerch.com. We have all Chump Army. We have new sweatshirts. We're going to have at your Irvine show, which I'm opening for, which, by the way,
did you get backup dancers?
Joey has agreed. I need one more backup dancer.
Oh,
and I need someone to choreograph it.
They better be in time. You know, it bugs Jeff.
You don't have a lot of time. It's May, Jeff, 29th?
I'm a professional. Weeks. I'm a professional. And it's you know.
So you're opening up the show.
Yeah, and my shit was getting a little tired, so I got to mix it up a little bit.
Okay, so it's like a variety show of some kind? Because you have backup dancers?
Listen,
concert?
That audience is a great audience, and it's sold out, obviously, because I'm playing my hometown. but it's a fun crowd, and I want to give them a little something more than I normally give, Jeff.
Okay.
So I like to choreograph a little routine.
Okay.
I got Joey Zazig. He has agreed, but I need one more.
I wish Todrick was in town.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah. Is Joey going to be shirtless? He has to be shirtless.
Oh, yeah, all three of us might be.
This is your.
But I need one more. So we got to figure out who's
Carrie.
The third.
Carrie.
She can't dance.
With that body.
To save her
let's
life.
Get her. Let's
oh,
get her.
She doesn't have the gift that you have.
You know what Dad calls her when he saw her dancing at our wedding? He's like, "What, you got a squirrel in your pants?"
No.
Oh my God, that's a whole nother. I got Dad went off of me like
for
2 days ago. You know what? I think you guys probably get upset with him and just hang up on him when he yells.
He doesn't really talk to me much. He doesn't yell at me at all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we have the same conversation.
You know, it's tax season, and you know, what triggers Dad more than anything? Taxes and life insurance. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
He has just this whole aversion. You need tax prep. Like he's always telling me, you need to use my accountant. You need tax prep. You got to prepare for the taxes. You pay too much in taxes. So I hired a new accountant who I'm not really sure about. Okay, so Dad's been saying you got to use my accountant.
Who, Clay Dorsey?
It's Jeff Dorsey. I think it's his son.
Oh, it's his son?
Yeah.
Yeah, Clay passed.
R.I.P.
The father.
So why would you ask if I was going
to
work with Clay?
Because it's still the Dorsey firm.
So I made the mistake. So what happened was I paid a lot in estimateds. Like I thought I was good, but then I got this really big tax bill and I was like, shit.
Jesus.
So I called up Dad and I said, I need a guy for tax prep for next year or this year. And I said, and I need to get your accountant. Jeffrey, I have been telling you for years, you've got a tax problem here. I have been telling you, you've got to call Clay Dorsey or Jeff Dorsey, whoever. I just let him go. And then thank God Claudia was in the car because I was like, Dad, he's like, I've been trying to give you your help. Dad, I'm asking for help now. And Claudia's like, Tom, listen to him. She's like, I know. He just went on and on. And I could see like, if I was not a more evolved person, that I would get upset, say something, and then hang up on him.
Yeah.
But I let him go, and I realized, like, okay, Jeff, he loves you. He's just trying to protect you.
That's his thing.
But he was ranting. And Claudia, thank God, was in the car and was like, Tom, calm down. She's like, Jeff, because I said, Dad, is there any way you could call him? Because I left a message for him, and I'm waiting for him to call me back. And he's like, blah, 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 you should have got ahead of it. You're high behind it. I told you 2 years ago. All you did. And I said, and Claudia's like, Jeff, we will call him in the morning for you. And I said, thank you, Claudia. But he just went off.
Relentless. Do you remember the Evelyn Wood speed reading course that
he
used to push on us?
He made me take it.
Speed reading course.
He made me take it.
For 10 years of my life, he would tell me once a week, Toddy, I'm telling you, you got to take that Evelyn Wood speed reading course.
So did you ever?
No. Not once. I don't need a speed reading course. I can hardly
read. Did you do it, Jeff?
He made me go.
So you did it?
Yes.
You speed read?
And he made Joe Mandarino, my best friend, go too.
Yeah, no.
Because he called his parents.
Well, do you remember he was on the apple cider vinegar kick where he made like people take like a spoonful of apple cider
vinegar? Yes, I had to take it.
And two people got sick and like threw up. They're like, Tom, I don't know what that's supposed to do, but that tastes like shit.
Jesus Christ.
My dad, and he's so convincing. Like he makes you think that this has got to be the right decision.
He's a character.
It actually was kind of helpful that Evelyn Wood.
There you go.
I didn't do
it. But not when you have ADHD.
No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I could never.
Yeah.
No, but I did go. He made me go.
Wow.
And I had to take that apple cider vinegar, too.
Mm. Yep. See, you fall for it all.
So skinny.
Remember when he did the ear coning at his house at Christmas that one year?
wait. That is so fucking random.
No, okay.
He's the weirdest dude.
So ear coning, it's like this wax cone, and you burn the end of it. But you put it in your ear, and it kind of sounds like it's working. But the way that the wax melts, it makes it look like it's coming out of your ear. So for a split second, you're like, these things are amazing. But it's all like, it's like x-ray glasses.
And
like they don't really work.
Was like your fun at Christmas time?
Yeah, we all did ear coning.
Well, remember the one Christmas where he tried to hypnotize us?
Yes.
he gets I think all of our learning disabilities come from him.
Yeah.
Because he gets hyper-focused on
these
things.
And kind of OCD, maybe.
Yes.
Right.
Hyper-focused. Yeah. And it's all he talks about. And so the one year he was reading hypnotism books, and then he was trying to hypnotize us every time I went to his house. He's like, he's trying to hypnotize me. I'm
Jeffrey,
like, I
go
don't.
Go to your beach. Go to your beach.
I remember that.
You're going to go on the beach. You're going to relax. You're going to write, relax in the sand. You're going to grab a stick. And I remember that whole thing.
Yes.
I'm like, Dad, I have a headache. Can I please have aspirin? You don't need aspirin, Toddy. Go to your beach. I'm like, what the fuck? Just give me some Excedrin.
Oh, my God. I love him.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.